Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
You're listening to the Ask Coach Perry cycling podcast, and I am Brad Brown. We've got Devlin Eden with us once again. Devlin, a question in about mountain bikes, and this person was saying they're in the market for a new mountain bike. They've been riding a 26-incher for years now, but it's time to upgrade. They want to know, should they stick with a 26er or should they go for a 29er? I know there's something in between as well. Tell us your thoughts on it.
There's a couple of schools of thoughts on this, and the guys that ride 26ers still will swear by them. Personally, I feel the 29-inch wheel is the way to go. The reason why I say that is, from a technical riding point of view, you find the rolling resistance on the rolling distance on the bigger wheel just helps you to actually pick up a lot more speed, helps you to get over a lot of the obstacles. If you're sitting in a group with a bunch of riders and you're on a 26-inch wheel versus everyone else that's on a 29-inch wheel, you're tending to have to work a fair amount harder in order just to stick with that group and to keep the momentum going. The guys on the 26s will also always argue that, well, a 26-inch wheel is a little bit more nimble in the technical riding. I'd suggest that could be countered, though, with a proper correct bike setup, making sure that your setup on the 29er is correct, and that will overcome a fair amount of the technical sluggishness that you might have experienced from a 29er to a 26-inch. There is the in-between, a 27.5-inch or a 650B wheel that is out at the moment. Again, I think that's something a little bit more, personally, I would feel that's something a little bit more lean towards the professional racer that's looking for the good in-between kind of ride. But all in all, from a 29er point of view, I'm actually not 100% sure if there are even 26-inch bikes that are still really out on the market if you are looking at more of a high-end bike as well. And if you're looking for something that is well-spec and potentially with a little bit more of a resale value, should you want to upgrade again at a later point, the 29er would be the way to go, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, Devlin, because I was actually looking for 26s just for interest's sake, and there aren't many. You're right. There aren't that many available. So I think it's definitely, there's a big move towards the 29er, which is quite interesting as well. So best of luck with that. Thanks for being in touch. Don't forget, you can get your question in. Just head over to coachperry.com and also be part of the Coach Perry online community. Just go to coachperry.com/join. All the details are there. And we look forward to welcoming you in to the inner circle. Until next time, from the two of us, cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.